online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hicks.
A man's been jailed for life and will serve at least 19 years in prison for murdering a man in Margate following an argument over childcare. 25-year-old Oremus Phileas from Cornwall Gardens had tried to claim he was defending himself against a mystery attacker when it happened in July last year. The victim's body was found under a duvet on a sofa. Another man's been sentenced to almost 8 years for grievous bodily harm with intent.
KMFM News.
It's emerged the disappearance of a mum of five from Kent wasn't reported to police for 2 days. 46-year-old Sarah Wellgreen was last seen in Bayses Shore in New Ash Green on the 9th of October, but officers weren't told she was missing until Thursday the 11th. They're now treating it as a potential murder investigation. Scratchers Lane in Falkham remains closed as part of the inquiry, while searches took place in Dartford Town Centre yesterday. The government says it's announced improvements to universal credit following accusations it's not listening to concerns. The Public Accounts Committee says the new benefit system, which replaces six existing payments, is causing unacceptable hardship. Work and Pensions Secretary Esther McVeigh didn't want to say too much to reporters in her constituency this morning.
Is there a culture of denial at the department?
Absolutely not. We're speaking with everybody at the moment. Hence, I've started new partnership arrangements with the BAC.
Any chance of a bit of clarity just on what the thoughts are?
The designer of a cot has been jailed after a seven-month-old baby choked to death. Craig Williams, whose company sold the bed, has admitted failing to discharge an employer's general duty. The 37-year-old from Rotherham has been sentenced to 3 years and 4 months. KMFM's been told the number of fast food outlets in Kent and Medway has increased by almost 20% since the start of the decade. There are now 940 on our high streets. It comes after we recently told you around 4% of year six children in the county are obese. These shoppers in Gillingham have mixed views on whether there are too many takeaways.
There probably are too many because unfortunately the other shops are going, so the takeaways all take over.
I don't think there's too many because it's nice to have a variety of all sorts of nationalities. I think you do need them.
It's just not necessary. They're just the same takeaways up and down the high street.
A campaign started to get a snow dog sculpture in Ashford put back inside the grounds of a church after it was moved following a complaint. The Infinity Dog, which is part of an art trail in the town, celebrates the work of John Wallace, who created the Infinity symbol and whose dad worked at St Mary's. In our poll at kentonline.co.uk, 93% of people think it should be allowed in the churchyard.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and after a run of poor results, the Gillingham manager's getting tough.
I've sent some players home. I've actually told them to go away, not be around the football club. And the chairman has given me my full backing to do that.
Their 3-1 defeat to Plymouth on Tuesday night has left the side just 2 points off the bottom of the League One table. The Gills welcome Bradford City to Priestfield tomorrow. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.